Hi, John. My name is Stephen Cooper, and I was wondering if you could articulate for me your own personal theology. I know that you came from a dispensational background, and I was wondering if you could talk about kind of like the history of your studying the Bible and being confronted with covenant theology and how you've sort of come to the conclusions you've come to and when that happened.
Well, oh yeah. Let's see. I was born at a very early age, and fortunately was born near my mother, and let's see, what else? No, I was raised in a dispensational environment. There's no question. People used to say of me that his hope is built on nothing less than Schofield's notes and Moody Press. And I sort of grew up in that dispensational environment. But as I got into seminary, I began to test some of those things. And I have been perhaps aptly designated as a leaky dispensationalist. Or the Reformed people who want to claim me as Reformed say I'm a Reformed but confused. But here's my dispensationalism, okay? I'll give it to you in one sentence. There's a difference between the church and Israel, period. If you understand that, you understand the essence of what I believe is a legitimate biblical dispensationalism. That permits a kingdom. That demands a kingdom, and that makes you premillennial. Because if you believe there's a distinction between Israel and the church, then the church is not Israel. And if the church is not Israel, the promises of a kingdom to Israel have to come to pass, and that's why you have to have a kingdom. I came to understand that more narrow definition of dispensationalism while in seminary, at least to begin to understand it, and have found that my study of Scripture over the last 30 years has yielded an affirmation that that is in fact correct. At the same time, in seminary, I began to be exposed to reading among more Reformed theologians and found myself drawn toward carefully examining the Scripture. And over the years of exegeting the Scripture, it has again yielded to me a Reformed theology. But it is the byproduct of exegesis. I've always said a man has no right to claim a theology if he's not an exegete, because how can you know what the whole is if you can't interpret the parts? So it's been a process. I was convinced of it when I started, and I'm more convinced of it now as I've gone through the text. That's squeezing it. Okay?